Hey listeners, this is your host, Brother X. I've come to you guys before today's episode, and I wanted to just make sure I put the disclaimer out here. Nothing crazy happened in today's episode, but I want to make sure that it's clear that all views and opinions that are expressed in this week's discussion are of the guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions or thoughts of the Truth and Transparency podcast. With that being said, guys, let's get started with today's episode. Another episode of the Truth and Transparency podcast with your host, Brother X, and
the Culture Scientist.
So, Culture Scientist, I believe before we go any further, there is a very pressing matter that you must address before our audience.
What?
I heard through the grapevine that you got married. Is that true?
Oh, hold on. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Mrs. Culture Scientist.
There you go. And you know what else happened? Culture Scientist, you gained a whole new family, but you also lost something, didn't you?
I lost the previous hair before. I like to call it the hair that probably was there well before, you know, I locked it up. You know, that thing got chopped off. But I still have locks, people.
Don't listeners, we're going to put an APB out for the Culture Scientist Missing Locks. If you don't know and you don't follow her on social media, please do. She actually chopped her locks a little bit. She still has some. Don't get it wrong. We'll probably do a new headshot for the new season. But we're back, man. And here on the Truth and Transparency podcast, we talk openly, honestly, and everything in between. Why people can't get right in 2023. Yeah, because weddings bring people together. We'll get to that later.
We bring people apart.
You're right. That's true. We won't talk about a certain marriage. No. Quincy, you are not allowed to talk about it. No, you cannot bring it up when I introduce you. No, you're not allowed to talk about it. Let's say it three times for the founders. All right. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and introduce our guest. First and foremost, he's back. One of my groomsmen from our wedding. You know him. You love him. He is the big homie out west. Drewski, introduce yourself.
What it do? Drewski, of course. Out west, kicking it with my peoples. Great to be back.
Respect, respect, respect. Quincy, you lucky I couldn't find you a step stool for the wedding. Count your days though. Introduce yourself.
I mean, I was kind of looking forward to it because then I could have an upstairs step stool and a downstairs step stool, and I'll have to keep walking up the stairs with my step stool.
Fair enough, fair enough, fair enough. And you know him, you love him. He's got two minders.
You didn't let me do my intro. You rude.
I cut you short, didn't I?
Ah,
I'm sorry. You walked right into that one. I had to. I'm sorry.
That was funny.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Coach Science.
I'm gonna get Miss Props.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But go ahead.
Okay, I can do my intro for real.
Yes.
All right, y'all.
Up to the mic.
Goddamn.
I don't like you. Anyway, it's your girl Queen C back again. 61 and a half inches of fluff and fun, and wishing Brother X and the Cultured Scientist a very long-lasting marriage, unlike the one we will not speak of.
Exactly. I see what you did there. And you know him, you love him. He is the two-screen poppy himself. Mrs. Smith, introduce yourself.
Technically, it's four, but we're not going to talk about that.
Screens.
Anywho, it's your favorite fed, Mr. Smith, also known as the Soundbite Poppy, also known as Mr.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
And I want to thank all listeners for the comments, the places, the descriptions. Keep feeding us, we'll keep feeding y'all. I'm going to run through these things really quickly. Number one, shout out to Chaotic Culture Podcast for always showing us love and support and always banging out that great content. Number two, HBCU homecomings are getting shot up. Morgan State had a shooting. At the time of this recording, maybe a couple days prior, Bowie State, which is, I'd say, about 35, 40 minutes away, was like, hey, you guys' homecoming was shut down because of the shooting. Why don't you come to ours? We can all kick it. Cool. And then another shooting happens. I'm like, what the hell is going on out there? I don't know. Number three, I know y'all done got to that. I know while we've been gone, there was a national wireless emergency system that went off for everybody. And I feel bad for those inmates that smuggled phones into the prison because y'all definitely got caught. Y'all definitely got caught.
It was loud?
Dog.
What?
Wow, what is that?
Wait, were we still on our honeymoon when that happened?
Pretty sure.
Where was it? Oh, I was off getting gelato.
That sounds about right.
I was about to say, I was being very bougie. I was getting some nice espresso gelato. But carry on.
Number four, thank God the WGA strike has had a resolution. And I am looking forward to Abbott and the other shows coming back, hopefully within the next year or so. You know, now we just need to get the SAG together and then we're going to be all straight. And then last thing.
Hold on real quick, Coach Scientist.
I didn't finish.
Oh, wait, go ahead, Mr. Smith. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you got the last thing. People, keep your kids in school. The reason why I say that is there was an interviewer that was interviewing Sexy Red about Donald Trump. I don't think I say much. I just want y'all to listen to it, and then I'm going to get my piece.
Do you think more people are going to support Trump now in the hood like or Trump. No?
Yeah, they support him in the hood. Because at first, I don't think people was fucking with him. Like, they thought he was racist, saying little shit, and, you know, against women. But once he started getting black people out of jail and giving people their free money, oh, baby, we love Trump. We need him back in office.
Yeah.
Nigga, one, he ain't give you no free money. It was called a PPP loan. Loan. That means you got to pay it back. It's not a grant. It's not a gift. It's not the lottery. It's a loan, which means you have to pay it back. And it was really for business owners, but everybody else was like, I'm going to get through the system and I'm going to get this money. Number two, of all the black people he got out of jail, some of them were just because they were celebrities, but your normal Tyrone, Pookie and them, they still in there. So he ain't get a lot of black people out. And number three, yeah, sweetie, remember you are the same person that leaked your own sex tape on IG or IG stories. So please just stop.
Stop it. Get some help.
Back to you, Brother X.
Coach Scientist, you had thoughts.
Had nothing to do with what he was saying. It had to do with, I see that Drewski is literally the Taz Crates version when he's not here.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
He's also choosing violence in this chat.
Listeners, we will never release a chat because it is the most disgusting of words.
So if I'm being honest, as much as I would like Taz Crates to also be present, I don't think the three of them, between Taz Crates, Queen C, and Drewski, they don't need to be in the chat together. Because just the two of you right now.
Mm-mm. I'm about to say,
and nope. This is light work. This isn't even back work. This is light work.
Mm-mm. Can't have it. It's
and
all
it's the beginning of the episode.
I mean, what else would you expect for the beginning of season four?
I mean, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, I just have to be, me and Mr. Smith have to be the wholesome ones on the podcast.
The lies.
Wow.
We got to be the wholesome ones that keep everything on track and keep it moving. I said wholesome, not wholesome.
No. I'm not doing that to you. I'm doing that because Culture Scientist, I thought we was here. Like, what? The lies.
You don't Culture Scientist know the truth.
The fact that you paused has me concerned.
Yeah, because I was debating on who is more wholesome between the two.
I about to say.
Neither. It's me.
Really?
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 Wait, hold on.
Really?
I promise Queen you. You about to derail Queen the whole episode. Queen I C. promise you. Queen C.
Queen C.
I air this bitch out.
Queen C, I'm going to need you to stay in your corner. Okay?
Air this bitch out.
I'm going to need you to stay over there.
Are we airing stuff out?
I was just
God.
Hey. You know? Hey, this ring solidifies anything that I got going on.
So we'll be right back and go.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and get into our mental health check, where we take a time to check in with all of our guests as well as our hosts to see where they are mentally. We're going to kick it off with the Culture Scientist. How are you mentally? Besides being foolish, we're going to come back to you because you can't.
I'm ready.
We just can't go. Nowhere. Mrs. Smith, cue the we'll be right back.
I was laughing because of how you caught me on my eyeball, you know. Anyway.
Caught you wait, what? Mrs. Smith, get us back on track.
Anyways, all in all, I am still very much on cloud nine. I'm glad to have a job. I'm happy to be back at work, but I'm also sad to be back at work because I quite enjoy having some time off and I would like to be back on some time off, but for vacation. Also, I am still recovering because, yeah, you know, a lot was done. I've been planning a wedding for a year. We've been planning a wedding for a year and some change, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And now my brain is free, and now I have to remember, oh, we're back to reality. So, yeah, this week is back truly to reality because I definitely worked my part-time.
Oh, that was
this
fun.
Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Oh. And meanwhile, you know, I'm laying down during this podcast, half asleep.
She looks.
Whoop, whoop.
She looks very comfortable, listeners. Drewski, how you doing mentally, man?
Mentally, life is great, but work sometimes. You ever had those moments where you just want to somebody up, but you can't?
Oh, you want to skip a bigger person? Song? Yeah.
Either skip them or hopscotch on their face. You ever had that? You know, I have to have that black professionalism. At
that's what I was going to ask. Is it because of his professionalism or is it because of the blackness?
The blackness.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's usually the culprit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
But I hate coming back from vacation. You're right. 4 days wasn't enough. So yeah. I can't wait till I'm 60 and retired because, yeah, this ain't it.
I can't wait till I got more money and I can take 3 weeks and be like, watch me leave.
What? Whoever came up with this work 5 days and take off two?
I'm gonna keep saying it. I'm gonna open. I'm gonna have my community center. He's gonna run the thing he needs to run.
Continue.
Just make sure there's a CBD nap pod in there for me. I'll be good.
What?
We'll talk off air.
Amen.
All right, a piece.
All right, Quincy. How are you doing mentally?
Life is life, and I have gone these last 2 weeks or so through extreme highs and extreme lows, and it is kicking my ass. My energy is drained.
That's real.
That's what it is.
Mrs. Smith, how are you doing?
Finally being able to breathe after the fun that we're going to talk about later. And then just gearing up for homecoming, and then let me not deep sigh like that because homecoming is actually gonna be fun.
How about that? Fix your face.
Yeah, yeah. And homecoming is gonna be fun. It's just after that, like as an adult, it's like, hey guys, I'm gonna go hibernate like a bear. I'll see you guys in the spring. Like it's pretty much life. Yeah, it's life. But you know, overall, like we said, just had a good time. North Carolina celebrating the nuptials and eating a crap ton of food. And I'm proud of myself for actually getting back on my meal plan within like 2 days. Normally it takes like 2 weeks. So, yes.
Cool. I guess we'll talk about myself. I'm in a definite better headspace than I was a few weeks ago. I'm sure at the time of this recording, it's about 2 weeks out from the wedding, or almost 2 weeks out. And before then, boy, you would have thought I had three exams, two reports, presentation, and I was online for an organization that does not exist because the Divine Nine does not support Hayes in any form, shape, or whatsoever.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Just go ahead and put that out there. All right. So I am in a very good headspace.
Yeah, I guess planning a wedding is like budging.
Oh, I mean, I guess you could say that, yeah. We did a lot of standing in line for the whole wedding process. let me stop. But in all seriousness, man, I'm very appreciative that we have made it to the other side of it. Yeah, that's very true. So I'm just in a good space. I'll actually say that the best part has been, I know it seems cliche, but it's being able to see people after the fact. A lot of it was cool during this wedding, and we'll get into that later, as well as our cookout that was the next day. But We had the opportunity to have our first outing as the Revere's at the Shaw University's homecoming. And it was really dope just to see people and just the unconditional love that they have for both the culture scientists and I.
Y'all, I'm loved. Okay. Listen.
I'm about to say a lot of people have been rooting for us that we didn't even know or we did know, but they never verbalized it.
Shout out to all my Shaw babies.
Yeah.
Y'all know who y'all are.
The amount of people is like, oh, make sure you take care of the culture scientists. I'm like, dog, do you want to see the receipts? I feed her. I clothe her. I house her. She is. Nope, I won't say that because that's rude. All right. So, all in all, I am doing well. So, without further ado, we got a couple of quick hitters before we get into Mrs. Smith's Sports Center. We wanted to update you guys from a previous episode. I think this was either season two, where there's a report of a military officer who got illegally or was unrightfully stopped at a local gas station. Basically, just giving them a really hard time, was done improperly. It's just a whole big thing. So this is actually a follow-up to that story. So in this particular story, do you have audio for this? Just make sure. So the police department of Windsor, Virginia, reached a settlement to resolve a lawsuit brought by the state attorney general against a nationwide controversy over a 2020 traffic stop of Black and Latino armed officer Caron Nazario. Give myself a pat on the back for that one. Windsor was sued in 2021 by then Virginia Attorney General Mark R. Herring, who alleged that its police force discriminated against Black people and violate their civil rights. Herring's office had previously revealed that 42% of traffic stops conducted by that particular police force over 14 months involved Black drivers, and significantly higher than expected based on the town's racial demographics. This included This included Nazario, who was stopped at gunpoint and pepper sprayed by police. Officer Joe Gutierrez, one of the officers in the video, was fired from the police force, while the other officer, Daniel Croker, remains employed with the police force. Nazario initially sued the officers for $1 million in damages, but a jury awarded him less than $4,000 and is currently pending appeal.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
So, it's just crazy that this is going on. The fact that this man sued for $1 million because he got a gun pointed at him and pepper sprayed, but you gave him less than $4,000. I'm not an attorney, but you would think that there's more that should happen in this story. Mr. Smith?
Yeah, I'm tripping off the fact that, like you said, normally when you hear somebody say, oh, we sued for $1 million or $60 million or whatever, not saying you're going to, everybody knows that depending on the circumstances, you will not get the full amount unless it's like everyone's on your side, which of course, Black people, not everyone's on our side, but we already know this. But for you to go from 1 million, I'm thinking, all right, maybe he'll get 100,000 or 200,000, you know, maybe like 20% of it, right? For you to get $4,000 for a high-profile case, which probably doesn't even cover the lawyer or the court costs, that's ridiculous. To the point where Caron wants a new trial because of the fact that he only received $4,000 instead of the million. And it's like, what else can you do? You got pulled over because they couldn't find your license plate, even though your license plate was in the window. You had tinted windows. You showed that you were an Army officer. You put your hands out wondering, why are you being detained? They pepper sprayed you while using the car. And it had a gun trained on you the whole time to where he's scared crapless. So, like, all of this, and you said, you know what? We're going to give you a nickel. Not a full dollar. We're going to give you a nickel. What? How? Yeah. How did we get here? So, that's crazy.
We got here on a boat.
Nope. We're not doing this. We're not doing it. It's season four.
We're gonna say that for next month. Didn't a certain non-holiday happen a couple days ago from the time of this recording?
I had something for that, but I'm a better person, so I'm just gonna shut up. Go ahead.
All right. So hopefully this young man receives the justice that he deserves. But you know what we also deserve? This next story. Mrs. Smith, as our resident Maryland Baltimorean, take it away.
So apparently McDonald's is trying to get into the sauce game, and it's going to add two new limited edition dipping sauces to the menu. At the time of this recording, the sauces actually just started. I don't really go to McDonald's like that, so I don't know like what it looks like, whatever. But McDonald's add two new limited edition dipping sauces. On Tuesday, McDonald's announced that they would be adding two new sauces, sweet and spicy jam sauce and mambo sauce, as an option for customers next month. According to McDonald's USA Chief Marketing and Customer Experience Officer Tariq Hassan, the company gets inspiration for the food our fans love by exploring the incredible tastes and flavors found in communities across the country. The new mambo sauce drew its inspiration from Washington, D.C.'s well-known mambo sauce, which has a tomato-based, sweet, spicy, and vinegary flavor, touche, while the sweet and spicy jam offers a jammy red pepper sauce that has apple cider vinegar, Sichuan peppercorn, and cayenne pepper taste. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the fact that they got mambo sauce for chicken nuggets. Wings? Sure. Tenders? Eh. McDonald's chicken nuggets? I don't know about that.
Big homie, I think we might have to, next time we up there, we might have to get them. We might have to do a taste test.
If they still in supply, but sure.
All we got to do is throw a pair of Nike boots, some New Balances at them, and then they're going to give us like extra three pairs, or three sauces.
Yeah, for 25 cents a sauce.
That's fine. It's well worth it. We'll just hit up our Connect Wale.
I got
Quincy, you have thoughts?
Yes, I have thoughts. One, you ignorant for the Nike boots comment.
Would it be any other way?
Two, I'm down to try this sweet and spicy jam, but let's keep it real, sweet and sour over everything. And my last point, I know someone who actually went and tried the mambo sauce from McDonald's. Apparently it tastes more like a Washington State person made it instead of somebody from Washington, D.C. So I'm going to pass on that.
How about saying, you got to catch me when I'm drunk enough?
Nah, if we're going to do that, I'm going to take you to the spot in D.C. where you can get legitimate mambo sauce.
I mean, for all that, they could have got the mambo sauce that's getting sold at Walmart.
I mean, as long as they're not getting the mambo number five, we good.
Might have to take this taste test. I'll give me a 20 piece with a shake, but I ain't going to do the mumble sauce. I'm going to do the spicy, the sweet and spicy jam.
My brother.
I could get down with that, and I'm sure the culture scientists would enjoy that as well. But lastly, well, without further ado, more or less, Mr. Smith, cue the new music for the season.
Okay, a lot happened, and we ain't going to talk about all that. So the main things that we're going to talk about, one, college football. What y'all got against Prime? Because, listen, we never said the man was going to go undefeated. We knew when he goes up against ranked opponents, it was not going to be easy. The fact that he's already won, what, his first two games when the team only won, what, one game all last season is a testament of itself. Then they go up against Colorado State, in which the coach said, oh, when you're talking to people, you need to take your glasses off because that's disrespectful. And Prime is like, bro, I ain't even talking to you. Why are we doing this? What'd I do to you? Now you made it personal. Now I got to whoop your ass. And yeah, the thing about that game is I don't remember the name of the player, but me, funny enough, that game was played. Well, I'm gonna get to that in a second. When we were watching the play, we actually watched Travis Hunter get hurt on that non-catchable ball. And when I looked at it first, I was like, that was intentional. That should be an ejection, or at least like a really hefty, like, nah, because he couldn't even brace for it. He couldn't do anything. And then shout out to Shador Sanders, because Shador Sanders was like, oh, now we got to hear you. And when I tell you, Shador in the fourth quarter cooked that man. I mean, barbecued, fricasseed, all of that. cooked him. So Colorado, you know, won that game and then ended up having issues with Oregon and USC, which we all knew was going to happen. I mean, come on now. Shout out to brother Juice.
Hold on. Go ahead. They didn't have a problem. They got curb stomped.
Oh, yes. I'm not saying they didn't. I'm just simply saying, can I be politically correct for our black people?
We are black in America. What is politically correct for us?
Touche. Okay.
Go. but this is how you know Colorado can't be HBCU, because if that would have happened at HBCU, we all would have been over that ass.
Oh, yeah.
Every one of us would have been over that. We on your ass, Mr. Postman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but yeah. I always think about the time where a certain student booster squad ran to the other side of the field because they almost got into a fight with a band, but we ain't gonna go there.
You talking about a cheerleader getting Heisman?
Yes.
She wanted to get in the way of the flag?
Yes. So, you know, Oregon ended up saying the coach went viral because he says, they play for clicks, we play for wins. Again, Brian literally is just getting his folks ready to play the game. Why do y'all keep coming for that man? He not playing no more. He retired. He's in the Hall of Fame. Let it go, okay? Just let it go. And then lastly, for college football, all my Howard people, y'all got beat again for the second time in a row. It was great. So me and Teacher Bay ended up, you know, going to the Battle of the Real HU game, Hampton versus Howard and Audie Field. And I'm going to give it to Howard, though. The first 2.5 quarters, maybe three, they was whooping our ass. I mean, it got ugly. And then the fourth quarter happened. And folks, what do we always say? It don't matter what happens at the beginning of the game. What matters is when the clock hits zero, what happened? And what happened was, we came back and whooped that ass. So, to all my Howard people, especially you, trainer, I'm not going to drop your name, but you know I'm talking to you because I know you listen. How do you like us now? To the NBA. And the biggest things that came out was Damian Lillard was traded. No, not to the Miami Heat like we thought he was. He was traded to the Bucks on a three-team trade between Portland, Milwaukee, and Phoenix, with DeAndre Jordan and Jrue Holiday going to Portland. Now, I didn't expect DeAndre Ayton to be dealt, but I guess it is what it is. And then Jrue Holiday then was dealt from Portland to Drewski Celtics. And to be honest, that's a scary team. I'm not even going to lie. That is scary. Because the biggest thing that they needed outside of Marcus Smart was defense. And when you have Jrue Holiday, Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum and Brown, that's a scary four. I ain't gonna lie. Like, that's a scary, along with the bench. Like, that's the thing that everyone keeps forgetting. You can have a solid front starting lineup, but they have a deep bench too. So, you know, honestly, I don't know who wins this trade, because Milwaukee would then be like, oh, well, they're the favorites to win until Jrue Holiday went to the Celtics. I'm like, I don't know who comes out the East. I really don't. So we'll see what happens when the season kicks off. Josh Primo was suspended while we were gone, listeners, for exposing himself to women without consent in San Antonio. He was released from the San Antonio Spurs and was awaiting litigation and now has signed a two-way contract with the Clippers, which goes to show you big organizations do not care about black women or women for any type. But we're not going to go there. And then the last thing for the NBA, they passed a load management rule, meaning no more than one all-star player can rest at one at the same game. So that goes to me and Teacher Bay's Lakers with Anthony Davis and LeBron James. And that also goes to the Clippers with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. So at this point, if Kawhi doesn't really play like we think he is, I don't see him having any more seasons. I think he's done. Because that knee has been a problem for the last three seasons straight. So we'll see what happens with the,
I believe, Mr. Smith and Drewski, you can hop in on this too. When at what point are we going to get ready to start having that Brandon Roy conversation?
Ooh. I mean, he's more accomplished than Brandon Roy, but I see where you're going with it.
I see where you're going. Championship away from being Brandon Roy.
Two, because you got to remember
he's He's only two championships away from being Brandon Roy.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that keeps him in it. He showed proof that he can win.
That's the only reason.
I still can't get over that shot he got against Embiid in Game 7. That was one of the luckiest rolls I've ever seen in my life. But we're not going to go there. The last thing is the NFL. And, yes. Thank you, Queasy. I forgot.
Yes, we're going to have to talk about it.
I'm going to blow through this real quick, like his blowout. The great Jimmy Butler, who is known for iconic looks on Media Day. If you remember, he was the one last year that got faux locks when doing his pictures and no beard. Decided to go with an emo look this year. And No. This is not 2002. You are not listening to Gorillaz. You are not listening to AC/DC. Just stop. Jimmy, just get buckets. That's all we need you to do. Take that out. Get your two twists at the top of your head and a fade on the side and drop 35 a game, please. That's it. Queen C corner. Go to the freaking corner.
We're not doing this.
Ball out, boy. Anywho, so to the NFL. Michael Orr's conservatorship was terminated, in which he was known for the movie The Blind Side by being adopted by a white family in pursuit of an NFL career. And the white family had him in the conservatorship instead of adopting him so they could make money off of his name. Well, judge was like, yeah, nah, we're going to end that. So I hope that man gets all his money. And I mean every single dime of that money. Me and Teacher Bay's Ravens. That Steelers game. I'm gonna need y'all to go to the Little Giants movie and get that stickum that the black kid hid, and all of you put it on. There should be no reason that 7 drops, with 3 of them being touchdowns, were dropped in the same game. I'll take one away from Mark Andrews because it was thrown behind him, but Rashad, you on my shit list, nigga. There should be no reason you dropped that in the end zone. Zay, I'm gonna need you to get your footwork together. Who was the other one? Nelson, you literally could have caught that and walked in the end zone. Sir, get y'all hands together. Y'all in London, y'all better win. Cowboys fans, I don't know. I honestly, Drewski, I don't know what to tell y'all because Dak got that money and then reverted it to a pumpkin.
I'm wrapped up for the year. I quit.
I don't know what happened with him, man. That is going to be a story for the ages. Like, you got that money and what? Like, yeah. Dolphins, Miami Dolphins. I know in Miami, you know, like nightclubs, strip clubs, everybody want to get freaky and all that. But there was no reason you had to deep stroke the goddamn Broncos 70-20. Okay, at a certain point. Stop it. He's already dead. If I may quote the chiseled Adonis, he may be dead, but somehow they're still getting fucked. Literally, my nigga. I have never heard of an NFL team getting 70 dropped in their head in an actual game. Madden? Sure. NFL Street? Absolutely. Actual game in which the second stringers put up 21 points and the third stringers put up 7? Nah, fam. That was... Miami Dolphins, I hope y'all left some money on the table for that stroking y'all gave the Broncos, because that was just ridiculous.
Pause.
Just saying.
They should have paused the game. They should have gave up the sticks.
Bravo.
That's a good one. 2 points.
That was a good one.
Wait, sorry, pause. What was that culture scientist? The Dolphins, but the culture scientist asked me, don't do.
Well, apparently the Broncos would be able to answer that for you.
Oh, there's a beep coming in the edit.
It's too late. Russell been shooting that in Sierra, so they ain't got no choice.
That's the only thing he don't miss at. Like, he completed 100% of his passes.
Every time Future disses them, he gets Sierra pregnant.
Oh, wow. Touché. Russell Wilson was born.
A pregnant wife and a diamond album. Ain't that something?
Wow.
That's crazy.
Somebody got to make the money.
Moving on. Travis Kelce
and Taylor Swift. And we're back.
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Next topic. I'm tired of hearing about it. It ain't that big of a deal. Let it go. And lastly, and this is specifically for Teacher Bay, because I know she's listening. I know she's listening to the podcast. I know you're listening to the podcast right now. Yes, your husband, Usher, will be headlining the Super Bowl this year, which honestly, I don't know how everybody else would have did it because they're in Vegas. He's doing shout out to the residency. That shit was fire. But there's nobody else I would say could do it in Vegas but Usher. And if this nigga starts skating on the damn thing in the Super Bowl, oh, he won. He won. It's a wrap. It's going. Just that. But if you have any other questions, comments, or want to learn more about the NFL, hit up my boy Red Wolf on his YouTube and his Instagram. His links will be in the description below.
Respect, respect, respect. On the whole people not knowing how to act in Colorado, real quick, we got a little audio we want to bring up. Thank you. Shout out to HBCU Game Day for sharing this audio about a gentleman who I'm just going to go ahead and put him on Front Street is a Kappa from Johnson C. Smith University in North Carolina. Damn! Decided to pick a particular shirt in regards to the University of Colorado. Please listen.
Now, y'all know we got to get into this. So HBCU Twitter, Black Twitter, is reacting to this guy. First of all, who are you? Step forward, because we need questions answered. He is rocking this custom HBCU State of Mind shirt, emphasizing that Colorado University is HBCU. First of all, let me remind y'all what the H stands for in HBCU. Historically. Now, I know it's a lot of Black culture going on in Colorado right now, which is great. We love it. But it's not historically Black. It's going to take some years, some decades, some centuries to be certified as a historically Black school. Second of all, the enrollment outside of the football roster is not given Black, just the sidelines.
So, So, listeners, we may put this in the post for the episode, but, it is as bad as it sounds. No, it is not. I get what you were trying to do, but no. No. Can't have it. Will not do. It's not in the stars. Can't have it.
He thought he was being clever.
He really did. I'm about to say, we're not going to talk about that gap in between the teeth, but that's beside the point. Had to go ahead and get my one shot in there. Mr. Smith, you have any quick thoughts?
So, we said this when Deion left from Jackson State to Colorado. You guys will never be an HBCU. You can try to take what we have, but it's a difference between it being baked into the culture and it just being used off the top. And listeners, if you don't know what I mean, put it this way. You know the difference between Kraft mac and cheese, you know, the one that's in a box that you just put the ingredients together, and then Big Mama's mac and cheese, where it's multiple cheeses, different noodles, you bake it, then you put the layer on the top, and like the soul, the heartbeat. That's a HBCU. That is what me, Queen C, Drewski, Brother X, Culture Scientist, Teacher Ben, Taz Creates, we have all been able to be baked into that culture. So we take offense to this when just because Deion came to Colorado and he brought celebrities such as Master P and Terrell Owens and people like that, that don't mean you were HBCU. Because when I look at that crowd, you know what I see? White, 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 white. Look at the vice presidents. White, 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 white. It's not an HBCU, so please stop trying to take our culture. You can't even get the fish fry together. You don't got the Q oil. You don't got the Alpha Tea. You don't have the blue juice. You ain't got none of that shit. You ain't got the kidney milk. Just stop, okay? Stop it. Now you're insulting.
Hold on. You're giving away too many of the trade secrets.
You got the BAM, right?
I'm about to say, well, order. Come on. Come on. Calm down, Jamal. Queen, so you have any quick thoughts?
Yeah, I'm gonna just make this very plain and simple for everybody out there who wants to claim to be one of the 107. If Your institution has a diversity and inclusion board. You are not an HBCU.
Message.
This motherfucker don't miss.
Hey, talk about it. So we're just gonna leave that there. Like you should have left that shirt in the wardrobe. We're gonna go ahead and hop into Now Mind You. Now Mind You is a segment of the podcast where we talk about things that we found on the internet that are very interesting. And usually we say Now Mind You in the Black vernacular to tell you the key or vital parts of said story. Now, this particular story is interesting, and it's a facepalm. And Drewski, I know these are your sisters, but you need to come get them for this story. Mr. Smith, play the clip.
Nashville elementary school teacher, take away the shirt a second grader was wearing. The sparkly shirt featured a sorority's Greek letters. Tonight, the principal of that elementary school is apologizing. But as News Channel 5's Jason Lamb explains, the issues surrounding this aren't as clear-cut as you might think.
This one is my attendance hero one.
Attendance award in hand. Seven-year-old Peyton Tiger's mom says her daughter isn't used to getting in trouble at school. So what happened Thursday surprised both Peyton and her mom.
When I picked her up off the bus, it took me a second, but I realized, you know, why are you wearing a different shirt?
Peyton went to school that morning wearing this shirt, spelling out AKA 1908 in pink and green rhinestones, a reference to Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, an historically African-American sorority.
I like the shirt I was wearing.
But that's not the shirt Peyton came home with, and an email from a teacher at the school to Peyton's mom sheds some light on why. Today, I noticed Peyton wearing an AKA shirt. I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. It goes on to say, AKA branded items are trademarked and reserved for members only. The teacher says she took Peyton's shirt, giving her another to wear home.
I wanted to cry.
I just don't understand what this teacher's personalness has nothing to do with the school's association or ties to this group. It is her own personal ties to the group, how that deems her worthy to take something off my child's body and take it.
But did the issue of race play a part in the controversy of the AKA branded shirt at the school? While there are some white members of historically black fraternities and sororities, the vast majority of Alpha Kappa Alpha Incorporated sororities members are black. Those who are a part of Greek letter organizations say members frown upon others who haven't gone through the pledge process wearing the Greek letters of a sorority or fraternity. Last week, a viral post on X, formerly Twitter, showed a white substitute teacher wearing the AKA jacket of a black teacher. The post and subsequent reactions to it have been viewed more than 17 million times. But Chloe, who says she got the shirt as a hand-me-down from a friend, says in her daughter's mind, she just liked the color.
For her, I mean, it was a pink and green rhinestone shirt, and it matched her pants.
And a quick update, Metro Schools says it has since returned the shirt and apologized for taking it, and told the teacher that next time they should refer the issue to administrators at the school instead of taking the shirt themselves.
Cultural scientist, go ahead.
So,
say a little bit louder.
So, number one, I agree that I don't think the teacher should have, she could have voiced her opinion or her thoughts or her concerns or all of that without physically taking this child's shirt. She's seven. She's Caucasian.
You are
like the mom said, the daughter looked at it and was like, it's rhinestones. It's pink and green. Excuse me. That's how I would think of it if I saw a child of Caucasian descent wearing it.
You mean you're not seeing a Caucasian white child wearing a Future AKA shirt?
Also, I think part of the problem was it didn't say Future on it, you know, and that was probably part of. And we know, love the K's, but you know, but everybody, each organization themselves, even I go hard for mine when I see somebody, but I think this is a running problem. Let's just take away the problem for like the 7-year-old wearing it. A couple years ago, or like, you
tell me about it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
That was a long kiss y'all had. Y'all were locking lips, huh? A little tongue in that action.
Hey, sir.
You married now. You ain't got to hide.
Anyways. what I was saying was, I've seen this as a problem before. Like now, I mean, I think with Instagram becoming more popular, and now there's like a million different ways to show it. Unfortunately, there are some that make it to Goodwill. These type of items that lots and lots of people end up having and wearing. And I think us as a society needs to A, like look at the situation on who's wearing it and why it's being worn before we react. Educate before we react. Now, that teacher who put on the jacket, she had no right putting on that jacket. You know good and well you wasn't supposed to wear that jacket. It wasn't your jacket. Why are you putting that on anyways? Like, hello? And it's clearly a lot. Like, them, those type of jackets got a lot going on it, okay? So why are you putting it on? Just, you know, that's my two cents. And, like, I understand the mommy. Her feelings are upset and blah, blah, blah. But, yes, mom, you should also understand where the AKA is coming from. But the AKA was wrong. Yes. In this instance, educate before we act.
Exactly. And it's one of those things where it's like you can have the dialogue, have the conversation. And it almost speaks to a point where it's like, and I know you may have spoken on this, but I apologize if I'm rehashing the point. But it goes to, for those who are a part of organizations, these people who have to have these big productions or social media posts of them leaving said organizations, in the immortal words of multiple people,
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you
we don't care.
But be mindful, if you're not going to keep the stuff, give it to someone who is a part of the organization that's going to wear it and use it. Like the OGs from Phi Beta Sigma have passed down Nellie to me that they do not use anymore. Or that's true, Drewski. You can send it back to Nationals. They can give it out to a brother or a sister in need. But I digress. Does anybody else have any thoughts, Quincy?
I'm not going to rehash anything that Cultured Scientist said because she was spot on. But yeah, she shouldn't have taken that little girl shirt. Again, this is a little white girl with a white mama who does not give a fuck about our Black organizations. And that's being straightforward. The other thing, a lot of Arnelia ends up in places like Salvation Army and Goodwill after our older members pass on, and it's not left in their will what to do with their paraphernalia. So that is something that those of us who are a part of Black Greek letter organizations should also think about. Because at some point, we all have to join the Omega chapter. So just be mindful. But yeah, that was a hot mess, and it just allowed for racist white people to be up in arms about something, and then you put a little girl as the face of it. So we're going to be hearing about this for a little while.
Yeah, I think it goes to the point where it's like, also for those who are not a part of said organizations, but treat it like the, oh, I had an HBCU experience because we had a Black student union at your school. Stay out of the conversation. If you can't hold your weight in these conversations, don't do it. Because you're going to get your feelings hurt. And 9 times out of 10, you were someone who wanted to be a part of that organization, but you couldn't get the grades or your line got dropped.
Damn!
I'm sorry, sometimes Trey got to get shot. So we're going to go ahead and move forward to the next story. No, this is not a this is not a, a Florida story, but I would not be surprised. The story reads, Chicago man left bank and returned hours later with fake dreadlocks to rob it. Let's read more. According to Hulum on Instagram, a Chicago man left a bank and returned hours later with fake dreadlocks to rob it. Officials say that a teller at a PNC bank remembered a man who demanded change from him while wearing a construction vest about 2 hours before the branch was robbed. At about 1:45 p.m. on August 15, a similarly built man entered the bank wearing an identical construction vest, baseball cap, and a new set of flowing fake locks. He slid a note to the teller stating something to the effect of, "Give me all the money, I have a gun, or I'll kill you." An FBI agent wrote in an affidavit to support criminal charges against Devontae Eaton. Yes, listeners, he is Black. The teller handed over all of their 20s, 10s, 5s, and 1s to the robber, a total of around $6,004. That is a really odd number. And he walked out the door with it, the agent wrote. Story coming from CWB Chicago. Yes, culture scientists.
How do they know for sure it's the same person?
I mean, you can still see the barely connecting beard. That might be part of it.
Just saying.
Yeah, the sideburns, I can see that.
He got on the same outfit.
See,
again, I'm not saying it's not, but you know, I'm just curious how they know for sure.
Dog, what really happened was he had to go be a crossing guard at 12:30, and he came back after it was like, hold on, I'll be right back. Let the little kids walk across the street, come back to the same bank. Oh, I've got my disguise, threw on some locks and came back in. That's what happened.
I think my problem is that he robbed the bank in a neon yellow vest.
Not the locks, just the vest is what?
The vest is neon yellow. Like,
so the man growing 10 inches, I'm sorry, maybe a foot of hair.
That's not my problem. My problem is the bright yellow part.
Duly noted. Mr. Smith and then Queen C.
I'm with culture scientists on this. If you're going to rob a place, you know, in the movies and in shows and what you see on actual stuff, they're usually in black. Therefore, you could always say, oh, that's not me. Everybody wears black. But for you to have a neon green construction vest on and the same hat and the same shirt and the same sweatpants, come back 2 hours later with some fake locks and a pair of glasses and think, oh, these niggas not gonna know me. I'm gonna be straight. Sir, why? Why? Was again, never make a permanent decision off of a temporary reaction. You about to spend your life in jail because your ass got mad over some change. Let it go. Just let it go. Like that hair, let it go.
My man went to Party City, was like, oh yeah, this is gonna really kill him in the club. Queen C, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I think we found the culture scientist missing locks.
You corner. I'm sorry. How about saying, oh, I'm sorry. That's on the board. Good answer.
Thank you.
That's solid. I'm sorry, culture scientist. That's
solid. You're fine. We all know I still have sleep.
That's funny.
I'm just glad it couldn't be me, because first thing I would have done after I stole all that money to go and get some links or something. Like, and why he just asked for 20s, 10s, 5s, and 1s? He didn't ask for 50s or 100s. What black person they asked for Benjamin Franklin's?
My big homie Ben. To the
strip club.
Not in Chicago. Oh,
wait a minute. Hold on. The thoughts and opinions of the guests on the Truth and Transparency podcast do not reflect the host or the sound engineer for their opinions.
Although, I did like to go to a strip club.
That's fair. All right, and the last story for now, mind you, is a very near and dear story to some of the people on this podcast. It's girls' trips. And I would like to play a clip for Queen C and the culture scientists. And I want to get your thoughts afterwards. We'll chime in after y'all.
Mrs. Smith, what one doing thing on me and my pops did, we came to hoe and go. If you just going and not hoeing, hey, baby, you might need to wait for the church retreat. You might not need to come on this trip.
No, you ain't got to hoe. Everybody do what they want to do. I'm pro-choice.
No, because when you not pro-hoe, you're anti-hoe. I'm sorry. If you're not pro-hoe, you're anti. And you are not welcome up in here. We are supporters of sluts, whores, dick suckers, and all things above. Okay, we are a pro everything up in this motherfucker.
You guys.
As the resident women on said episode, would you like to speak to what happened?
I mean, I'm pro choice, as the other woman said. You know, also if you team all that as well, but at the same time, I ain't got a hoe around for you to hoe around. Why I got a hoe around with you?
It's a whole lot of hoeing, man.
It can be a fun trip without, you know. I mean, if we was all single, okay.
I mean, you could call it a hoedown.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to go back, see myself back to the corner. Carry on.
You know they've been called, like, a lot of bachelorette trips that are cowboy. They call it the last hoedown.
I've heard that of that before. I'm aware of said things. Yes, I know things. Queen C, you have any thoughts? Would you like to speak on these girls' trips?
First off, the whole we come to hoe and go is hilarious on so many levels. But I, again, agree with culture scientists. It's a personal choice. Now, if you want to go out and be a hoe or, you know, knock some boots and you single and that's your decision, that's perfectly fine. But you make that choice for you. You cannot speak to anybody else. Now, if you know all your girls is down for the hoeing, great. Have a great time. But speaking from my generation, niggas in our 30s, we not always down for the hoeing. Sometimes the hoe just got to go in and take a nap. Like, it's not always.
Hey, yo.
Right, party back to back. Nah, we can go on a girl trip, still have fun. And yeah. You can be a hoe without sucking dick, just so you know.
And you can have fun sexually and it not be multiple partners. You can go and have a little weekend fling or whatever. Like, more power to you. But you can't say that everybody who comes on the girl trip has to be a hoe. You can't dictate that for anybody.
Somebody gotta have some sense.
Like, you gotta have regulations and bylaws.
Somebody
and the whole,
gotta be the auntie.
It gotta be the four hoe agreements.
Regulation and bylaws. Wait, is this a sorority? Is this hoe fi hoe?
Apparently.
We could go down a slippery slope with this one, but we're not going to. Mrs. Smith, go ahead. Share your thoughts.
I'm laughing because of how she made sure to enunciate what she said. Whores. Sludge. I was like, good God. Like, you make sure to put emphasis on that. But again, just like the ladies on the podcast, like, I'm not expecting men or women of all. Like, everything these days is pro-choice. Like, how we were growing up, it was kind of like, oh, such and such gonna sleep with such and such, and you just don't talk about it. And now it's kind of more accepted, and we're, you know, like, you know, there's people be like, oh, such and such is going over there. Oh, okay, we'll see him in the morning. Like, we ain't gonna worry about it. But I don't think it's to a point where, I mean, if that's what your friend group does, cool. But not everybody has to participate in said actions. And the last thing I'm gonna say is, Queen C, the fact that your ass said the hoe needs to go in and take a nap. If that ain't the most 30 and up shit I have ever heard in my life, 2 points, because I was beautiful.
Nigga, I'm damn near mid-30s, and I'm single. Sometimes this hoe needs a nap, okay? If I'm a be a hoe, let me be a hoe, but let me take a nap.
So is your nap wholesome or wholesome?
It depends on who's in my bed.
Bang, 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 bang.
Well, Drewski, do you have any thoughts before we move on?
Next topic, please.
All right. So that was Now Mind You. If you have any other stories, you can always hit those up on our social media that we'll talk about at the end of said episode. Now, we're going to go ahead and run through this like certain hoes run through certain people at All-Star Weekend. We're going to talk about our Black business highlight.
Wow. That's the first one. I'm going to point that out.
We're going to change the order. Through the power of editing. So the Black business highlight this week is going to be a multitude of different businesses that were a part of our very special day. I know it's a really awkward transition, but we're going to use it anyway. First and foremost, we're going to highlight our catering business, which was Adrian's Catering, located out of
Raleigh-Gardner
area. Phenomenal food. They did a phenomenal job with our main dinner for the ceremony, well, for the night. We have Fitz Frames Photography. Shout out to them. He has done both.
He's a Shaw grad.
Yes, he is a Shaw grad. I've been legally obligated in our vows to say Shaw grads. We're doing all of our photography for both our engagement as well as our ceremony pictures and event. Fire Factory Videography. Shout out to my new cousin, Reggie. Much love you. I'm looking forward to seeing the video. We also have Sweet and Savory Sisters, who is the daughters of one of my line brothers who did our dessert table, which we only got maybe like two things from it. Definitely never tasted them chocolate covered strawberries, but whoever got them, God yeah, bless
apparently
you.
They were good.
God bless them. Shout them out. We have Lamara Chandler, wedding planner and coordinator. Shout out to the big homie for helping run and coordinate our day of, as well as planning.
Shout out to our two main squeezers who really held us down for basically the entire time from the beginning all the way through the end. Vets by Marla, a Magnolia Moments by my girl Britt. And then there's one name that's not up there. Jamie on the Beat was my makeup.
Oh, yes. Jamie on the
Beat.
Who
did all the makeup.
Shout out to Black Assassin Media for doing our DJ. Shout out to him because he a live DJ. If you're looking to get his information, please hit us up on social media. He is a proud member of KK Psy. He was skating all across the dance floor. Phenomenal job.
He's a graduate of HBCU.
All HBCUs. And if you haven't already picked up on the theme of all of our businesses, I think I've covered all of them. About 95% of our businesses for our wedding were Black owned and Black ran companies. So shout out to Black owned businesses. That was a really big sticking point of our wedding. So shout out to all you guys. All of their information, I'm trying to get it to Mr. Smith to put it in the show notes, but if not, we'll give them a whole separate post for you guys to check out in our stories, maybe.
I think we should just give them a whole separate post.
I think we're going to do that. So we'll go ahead and do that for future. So just be on the lookout for that. But they all do a phenomenal job. So if you're in the Triangle area, definitely check them out. About 90% of them are in the area.
Because we also need a shout out. I'm going to say it wrong, so it's going to be in the show notes, but my swing sister, who basically provided all of the yard games for the cookout on Saturday. And that was wonderful with her company. So that was wonderful.
Yeah, man. So with that being said, we're actually going to get to the topic that you guys have actually come here for, which is the wedding. So we're going to break it down to four little sections. We'll touch on different points and we'll have our guests chime in as they have related stories. We'll try to not to rehash too many things or go over the same thing more than once, but let's start off with the week leading up to the wedding. Coach of Scientists, what was the week leading up to the wedding like for you?
I had so many plans. I had a to-do list. I had, I'm going to be done. I'm not going to stress about this. This is going to be done. Yeah, none of that occurred. I was literally still doing stuff up until the morning of. Shout out to Queen C. Shout out to the best friend. Shout out to my cousin and best friend's girlfriends for stepping up and cutting and things like that. Yeah, if you can have a million laid plans.
Sorry.
And there's not enough time nor stress takes over. So it was a long week, but it was a fulfilling week leading up to it, even though I was still stressed out.
So for me, since I'll tell it from my side as well, that particular week, it started off because I had the week off because of my work schedule. So we were working on our exit items, which were going to be bells that would have guests will ring as we exited out of the venue. Listeners, when I tell you, we bought a whole thing of bells and my ears were ringing like I got hit by a middle linebacker in the NFL. That was how bad the bells were ringing in my ears.
Well, shout out to Carolina.
How about shout out to our homie Carolina? She was able to help us out with those and get them across the finish line with that piece. But also, one thing I want to say for those who are planning to get married or are in the process or about to finish up the whole process, no matter how much you plan or you start out far out in advance, shit is going to go wrong. It's like dealing with the financial aid office at HBCU. Shit is going to go wrong.
And the quicker you accept that, the better. And some of it could have been prevented based on some of the actions that I could have done differently. Actions that in general, each person probably could have done differently on their own, right?
Yeah.
And there was just pieces that, you know, in hindsight, I could have not cared as much about. But it would have, you know, taken away from the experience from my brain.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you're not going to get 100% of what you envision. And that's not trying to be a downer or be a negative Nancy. It's just understand that it's going to happen.
A great example.
Go ahead.
Great example.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have our, instead of a regular guest book,
mm-hmm.
we have a chalkboard that says, welcome to the next chapter in the misadventures or something, the continued misadventures.
Right.
And my vision was that it was going to be up on the wall, magnetic. And Taz Creates politely tells me, because he's trying to help us figure it out. He politely tells me on Wednesday evening, now the wedding is Friday. He tells me Wednesday evening. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't think, now mind you, Brother X has told me this more than once. And I'm over here, we're just going to cover the back in magnet strips. Who's going to cover the back in magnet strips? Here comes Wednesday night. Taz Creates goes, listen, I'm just gonna, bad news, I don't think this is gonna work. I think you're gonna need a stand. I think we have to go with second, you know, plan B. And my response legit is, some of y'all do know that I do smoke occasionally. And in that moment, I took a nice draw and I said, fuck it then. And he goes, what does that mean? I was like, it means what I said. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. Sips. I kept trying to give up. Best friend wouldn't let me give up on something. I was like, girl, we don't need these names on here. She's like, no, we need the names. It's your vision. I don't care no more.
There's listeners, we'll get to it with like the wedding and all that stuff. We'll get you some of the behind scenes stuff, but just know there's things that we just didn't go the way that we had saw it in our brains. And mind you, we had planned this out and we're both Virgo, so we're very detail oriented. So when we say we had a vision and a timeline and a outline of everything we wanted to happen, I would say maybe about 80-85% of it got completed the way that we envisioned it. So you're never going to get that full 100.
And when I wish people would understand who they're talking to when they complain about things.
Right.
Because if they... 9 times out of 10, by the time they've already brought it to our attention,
we've already discussed it.
We have already discussed it, and we have already overly thought about it. So I've already overplayed the wedding in my head like 10,000 times, as much as I can, about all the things that went wrong, which is sad because that's not what I should focus on. So like, I've been very much trying to focus on only the good parts.
Right.
Because there was way more good parts. Mm-hmm. But because it was a huge blur, like I said, if I could redo it again, I would redo it again, just the party part, so we can remember it.
The plenty shit is for the birds.
Yeah.
The money shit, definitely for the motherfucking birds. No, can't have that. Mm. I will not put myself through that ever again. Mm. We just not going to get into how much we spent or collectively has been put into this wedding. No, can't do that. Mm-mm. The feds watching. But let's get into this next part where our guests actually have a little bit of part of it. Let's talk about this rehearsal and rehearsal dinner. So for you guys, Queen C, Drewski, and Mr. Smith, how was the rehearsal and the rehearsal dinner for you guys? Because I know you have thoughts. Go ahead, Queen C or Mr. Smith, whoever.
Yeah, so the rehearsal was fine. I think I know that, like you guys said, you guys have already heard all the miscues or anything about it before we heard about it. So I think when they said that they didn't put the tables out prior to us doing the rehearsal, you know, we just kind of was like, all right, you know, it is what it is. We kind of just go and make the best out of it and adjust to the day of. Shout out to the wedding coordinator. She definitely did her job and, you know, put us where we needed to be. And I believe it worked as best it could with the folks that were there. The rehearsal dinner.
Go ahead. You know what?
Honestly, Queen C, I'm going to let you have this one because you say it better than I do. She was still funny.
Which part? Because there
grits.
Was a lot.
The grits.
Bruh. Shout out to our brother Dion. Poor guy. We're going to have him on the podcast to do a review of them purple grits because I don't know what the fuck that was. Y'all, the grits look like not grimace.
You sing your purple rain to the purple grits. What is you doing? Oh my god. Carry on, Queen C.
No, 10 points, culture scientist. That is brilliant. No, but the grits look like grimace. Like they was, and we were trying to figure out why they were purple. And then he said they were sweet and spicy. And it was supposed to be shrimp and grits. And the shrimp looked both frozen and overcooked at the same time. Didn't understand it. Yeah. Outside of that, everything else is good.
Y'all walked up to the table and they said, I said, what you eating? He said, guess. And I didn't want to.
No.
Because first of all, let me make sure I make this very clear. Everything else about the food in the restaurant, great.
Okay. Atmosphere, fellowship.
However, somehow,
mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, the food part, great.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure we overwhelmed them.
Yes.
With the amount of guests.
Yes.
But like, I walked over and I really didn't want to say what I thought it was. Because listeners, it kind of looked like raw meat, okay? I thought it was raw ground meat. And I was like, now Dion, I know you're adventurous and shit, but like, I didn't think you was this adventurous. Like, and why you got raw meat and shrimp and sausage? Like, this is what was going on in my head. But I didn't ask that. I just let him answer my questions.
Honestly, the funniest part was when your dad walked up and was like, what is that?
Shout out to Daddy Scientist. You have the most genuine reactions. I knew it was bad when I walked over and Dion asked me, so what do you think this is? The minute he asked that question, I'm like, I already know something wrong because I see it in my head. I see it. But when he asked me the question, I'm like, Dion, you know what it is. You know what I think it is. Please don't make me say this. I'm already trying to deal with all these people, make sure everybody's having a good time.
Hold on, I really just want to point out really quickly about my daddy scientist because it just makes me giggle. When people are partaking, when people go with their cousins on walks,
people catch a flight,
and you're going, I think daddy scientist likes to be in the region,
in the midst.
Because every time he seems to be around, he's like, hey guys, how y'all? What y'all up to? And I'm not going to lie, I definitely tried to pass it.
You did not try to pass it to Daddy Scientist that I weekend.
Did. He declined it. It was funny, though. I did it in front of my cousins, because I was like, since you keep coming over here, sir, I'm curious.
Man.
I just want to point that out about Daddy Scientist and his the way he approaches things and says things. So that does not shock me about his reaction to the food. Okay, but I thought that'd be fun to share real quick.
Yes. Oh my goodness. But all in all, Drewski, you had thoughts?
It was such a, you know, for me, not knowing anybody outside of the family, it was a wonderful experience. And the food.
Oh, you were talking about me. That's sweet.
Boy, my plate was clean. I don't know what happened to y'all folks, but my plate was crumbly.
Oh, my food was delicious. Because my grits didn't have purple.
It was very simple. I don't know what happened to you. My food was great.
Yeah,
so
the only thing I left was a napkin and the utensils. So
look, I sat beside Drewski. I can confirm plate was clean besides the piece of okra they put on it.
Bingo. Was that okra or was that a jalapeno?
It was okra.
Okra.
Oh my.
Super Southern.
Oh, that
Super Southern except for them grits. That's a damn shame. How they do black folk like
that? That's funny. But all in all, we've got to shout them out, but also shout out to Lula and Sadie's. It is a primarily Black-owned business as well for our rehearsal dinner.
Whoever made them grits wasn't Black, though.
Hey, full transparency. The owner has a, you know what?
Is a biracial couple.
Is a biracial couple, yes. That is. Thank you. Thank you, Coach.
It is a biracially owned restaurant.
But it is three-fourths Black.
And this is their first brick and mortar. Well, I don't know if it's their first, but it's their brick and mortar. So they were working out of kitchens or other places.
Right. Mr. Smith, we haven't heard anything from you.
Cool.
We see.
Yo, that catfish come?
Yes.
Fire.
Yes, phenomenal.
So, fire. So. And then when you get regular grits, fire.
You can't get the
other. Don't get them stripper grits.
Don't get
they them. They got regular grits.
But the other grits?
Yeah, I had regular grits because I had the pulled pork and grits. Now that shit was fire.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith. We cut you off. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. You're talking about food. You're talking about that around foodies, so I get it. Trust me. And teacher, babe, if you're listening, I know you're a foodie too, so you just mouth watered on all that. But no, the food
is what?
Shut the fuck up, corner. I said mouth was watering on food.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You sound like some of them sports commentators that be talking about.
He took it up the a-hole. What?
Oh, he was deep down in the paint.
What?
Oh, you mean like Paul Pierce in the Disney sign while he has strippers in the background while he's playing poker? That type? Okay. So.
Yes. 100% yes.
So. Me and Teacher Bay had the mac and cheese and fried chicken in it, and different taste. I will say we ain't gonna say our plate was not clean. We cleaned our plates, but you know, it just was a different experience, something that we just kind of had to adjust to. But overall, I think the atmosphere was funny. I think our table was the funniest one because, I mean, we cracked jokes from the time. Shout out to Tiny Librarian Dion. By the time they got there and they sat across there, and Teacher Bay was like, so are we going to go over there? Everybody was like, well, and listeners, you would have thought we were a college table just getting up like, well, go over there. And I mean, from the time we sat over there until I think we closed, we were the last table to leave. Nothing but tomfoolery. Them shenanigans were ridiculous. And at a certain point, you could tell who gets hangry because they just started looking around like, so the parents got their plates. The kids got their plates. That couple got their plates. Where the fuck are our plates? Hold on. Wait a minute. Sir.
Real quick to input, shout out to, I got to use his Instagram name, BA from VA. He was the last one to sit at the table, but he was the first one to get his food. I was mad. I said, so how is this chicken and waffles tasting while I'm waiting for my food to come, sir?
And this nigga go talk about some. Yeah, this shit hitting. I'm like, we. I know. He's like, oh damn, y'all gonna watch me eat? We ain't got nothing.
Yes, we are. Shout out to
them. That's that light skin privilege, man. It's a mother.
I think she liked him. Honestly, she's like, oh, he cute. I'm about to bring his food now.
I definitely think we slightly overwhelmed them.
Just a little bit, but all in all, I think it was a good experience. I'm glad everybody had a good time. But yeah, let's get to the wedding shenanigans, because this is a reason why this episode is called Murphy's Law. So forget all y'all for a moment. Let me tell you about my day. Mrs. Smith, you've heard this. Y'all heard most of this. So my day of the wedding started off like this. We were supposed to have a cookout the next day, so I had to go get ice for a set. Actually, no, let me rewind. It goes back to before the rehearsal. About 30 minutes before I'm supposed to go to the rehearsal for the wedding, our screen door decides to break from the house that we rent. I was like,
it's still attached.
It's still attached, but it broke. So I look at it. I'm like, I'll deal with it on Sunday. Fast forward to Friday morning. Literally, I go to get ice from the gas station down the street. I'm driving my car. Everything's fine. I'm gonna go pick up some ice. I'm gonna bring it back. I'm gonna put it in the cooler for the food for Saturday, and then I'm gonna go pick up the U-Haul for the wedding. So, I get the ice. I get in my car. I turn my key. All I hear is a sound. I'm like, no. This can't happen. So I try it again. I'm like, Lord Jesus, I need you to have my back today. Days of all days, I do not need to have car issues. So I call my now brother-in-law. Shout out to the big homie Terrence. Been my mechanic and the coach of scientist mechanic for the last 3-4 years. And this is how you know he a real mechanic. Over the car audio, I tried the keys again. He told me immediately, oh yeah, that sounds like the car battery. I'm like, dog, how? How did you hear this? So he was like, yeah, you just need to get a jump. Thankfully, shout out to Mama X. She was down the street at our house. So she would drive a car and give me a jump. Now, mind you, I think it's fixed after this. But I don't drive my car because it was like, I done got lucky once. I'm not going to get lucky again. So I leave, drop off the ice, go pick up the U-Haul truck. That shout out to Mr. Smith for driving me, or riding with me, or taking me over there. Get the U-Haul truck. Right, all right, cool, bet. Let's go get some food. Shout out to another Black-owned business in Zynga's Cafe. Not the name that Queen C called it when we first put it in the group chat. We won't repeat that. but we go there to get breakfast. Cool. Everything's great. Wonderful. The food's popping. We waiting. Everything's good. I call our wedding planner, shout out to Lamar, to ask her a question about something that we have going on that day. And she tells me, listen, I need you to hear this. She tells me out of her lips, and she already knows what my reaction is probably going to be. She tells me, don't freak out.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
I'm like, what? What happened? What's going on? The internet that we were supposed to be using for the live stream, the internet's out at the venue. Mr. Smith, am I lying when I tell you I started fighting the air like Cooper Gooding Jr.?
No, you're not lying. The first thing you did was when she said, all right, don't panic, you stopped. Like, I mean, literally, you stopped breathing. You just like, uh-oh, okay, what is it? And then when she told you the internet is out, you were the epitome of a TV show where the person just slowly puts their finger on the phone to put it on mute and just starts fighting air immediately to the point where I had to like grab you by your shoulder and I said, look at me, take two deep breaths and then go back into it. Took two deep breaths and went back into it.
Oh, there's other stuff because Lord knows, yeah, the coach of scientists locked people out of her car when they were supposed to get the hair done.
Yeah, they got their hair done. At least if you're coming home at a decent time.
But listeners, I forgot to mention, I love my brother, but he's helpful to a fault. So going back to the ice thing, while my car is stranded, he ears hustle better than anybody I know. He hears me talking to my mom. I'm in my mind, I'm like, I'm not telling the coach of scientists what's going on. I'm not telling her. She needs to be focused. She needs to have a calm mind. I don't need her stress about me. I'm gonna get to the wedding one way or another. We're gonna figure it out.
Not his brother.
My brother calls the coach of scientists while my mother is there giving me a jump in my car. So the coach of scientists calls me and I'm like, nope. I can't do this right now. I'll call it back. Click. She was like, she texted me. Your brother texted me, called me, tell me what's going on. I'm like, brother X, other brother X, I love you, but you can't do that. Not today. But he was very helpful. So getting back to the breakfast spot, literally, I almost spilled coffee creamer on myself because I'm freaking out because the thing that I called the planner about, it's not working on my phone. So I'm freaking out. I tell Mr. Smith, go ahead and leave. I have the U-Haul truck. I'll meet you at your hotel so we can finish up before we head to the venue. After the coffee creamer almost gets on me, I'm like, okay, Lord, I hear you. I'm going to slow down. Listeners, I did not slow down. So I'm going to the U-Haul truck. I'm carrying my food. I got my coffee. I'm trying not to spill everything. I'm going too fast. I try to open the door, big coffee stain on my shirt. Now, mind you, my shirt was as bright as the dude from the robbery story shirt, vest was. So you're going to see it. So I finally get to the hotel. We talking. We get to the venue. Everything in my mind, I'm like, we get to the venue. Oh, the tables are already going to be up. Listeners, the tables aren't already up. We had to, well, no, let me not lie. We had to reorganize the tables because they weren't how we had communicated to the venue. So that was another thing. So it just kept being one thing after another. And needless to say, I was going through it. And if you want to know in the most funny and genuine way how it epitomizes myself and the coach of scientist relationship, while the coach of scientist was dancing and having a great time, which I wanted her to do, I'm over in another part of the venue trying to have conversations with the venue about extra time.
You know, like the my favorite analogy. You know the picture of Groot when he's dancing?
And there's like
and aliens. They're fighting behind the thing.
And he's and Groot's just dancing like there's no care in the world.
Yeah. I feel like that was me dancing.
Yes. Like I am fighting for my life. But all in all, I had a phenomenal time. But let me stop talking and open the floor up to everybody. What was everybody else's experiences with the actual day of the wedding? Mr. Smith or whoever?
So I'll go first. Yeah, going with you to get the U-Haul truck and then being at in Zynga's was an experience. And then, you forgot something at the house that we had to go back to the house, grab it, then go back to the hotel. I think we sat there for maybe 20, 25 minutes, ate the food. I took a quick shower, and then we literally had to leave out to head to the venue. And when we got there, we just started, you know, taking all the bags out, loading everything upstairs. I knew something was going to happen because of just the back and forth throughout the entire time. And I think what really set it off was, when you were getting your locks taken care of for the wedding and you realize, oh shit, my grandma Michelle's, they're back at the house, and I had to drive from the place back to your house to get that, then drive all the way back. Woo.
Weren't you already on your way because we asked you to get the fruit snacks?
No. He sent me there for the shells, and then in the process of me leaving, he's like, oh yeah, we also forgot the food snacks.
Okay.
Mrs. Smith, you are MVP number two. I can't give you number one because that goes out to one of the culture scientists' maids of honor. Like, she, it would not have happened the way that it happened if it wasn't for her. But you, sir, are a godsend. I want to give you your flowers. I got a stiff drink waiting on you. And I might even have something special for you when I see you for homecoming. But yeah, I'm about to say, Mr. Smith, you were phenomenal. I appreciate it. Anybody else want to share their thoughts, or were you done, Mr. Smith?
Oh, I didn't want to get to the ceremony part yet because you didn't talk about it, so I just did up to that point.
Okay, we might and Coach Scientist brought made a good point. We might have to cut this short to be able to talk about a little bit more of the ceremony. Cut this into two parts.
Okay.
But yeah, Quincy.
Yeah, I could definitely give it from a bridesmaid's perspective. First off, poor culture scientist. She tried her best to be, you know, nice and sweet and even tempered, but people were trying her. And I was just like, you know what? Let me just try to help as best as I can. I did have to go back to the house as well because somebody, we ain't gonna name no names, Brother X, forgot the drinks that was in his office at the house.
I'm sorry, I was a little preoccupied about getting married, but yes, go on.
I really wish I would have remembered sooner that y'all were at the house because I definitely did not have my belt for my dress.
Dog, listeners, what I tell you, there is so many things that did not go the way they were supposed to. But continue,
Quincy. Yeah, so shout out to me as well for getting that giant wooden square arch to the venue. Because, hey, if y'all have sedans, trade them in for crossover SUVs. They are amazing. I promise you. Like, I took the wooden arch and like 7 or 8 boxes to the venue with wedding stuff. But no, it was a lot of chaos. And then I noticed time started like not being paid attention to as much. So I'm like, you know, we gotta get going, we got a timeline to keep up with, and yeah, then all hell broke loose and we had a wardrobe malfunction, something happened with somebody's eyelash, and somebody spilled something on a dress right before the ceremony. It's just like, really? Really? But, you know, for all the chaos behind the scenes, I will say those that I spoke to did say from their vantage point, it was beautiful and they felt like it was seamless. So,
hey, Hey.
Mine started late.
Right. Mine is starting late. Drewski, we'll go ahead and get with your part, and then we'll kind of wrap up this first part because I think we're starting to run a little bit long in the tooth. Drewski, what were your thoughts leading up to the wedding?
I knew I just had to be there. To be honest, I just had to be there. I knew things were going to go well. Like, honestly, dealing with a wedding, we got married during the pandemic, so I didn't have to deal with the stuff that you guys had to deal with. So I was like, looking at this, hell to the no. Hell to the no, 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 no. I couldn't do it. Because it's so much from every standpoint. You need this person to be this. You need this person to be this. You need this item. You need this item. Like, I give kudos to you two. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, it's the wedding is the party, is the fun, it's everybody's wedding, but it's y'all marriage. So I'm just happy for you guys that y'all made it through and that we're going to keep this thing going. Let the good times roll.
Appreciate it. I think that is a good spot to put things on pause for this episode.
Man, dude, we gotta tell y'all about the rest of the week.
I'm about to say, trust me, we still gotta talk about the actual ceremony, the reception. There was a strolling sighting of Brother X, which surprisingly actually happened again, but we'll save that for the next part. But yeah, I guess a transparent moment is just support Black businesses. Colorado's not an HBCU. Stop wearing fake dreadlocks. Jimmy Butler, we're talking to you. If you're gonna hoe on the whole trip, take a nap first. With that being said, we're actually gonna go ahead and share all of our social media. You can always check us out at the TNT Pod 123 on Twitter, Truth and Transparency Pod on Instagram, Truth and Transparency Pod on TikTok, the Truth and Transparency Podcast on Facebook. The Truth and Transparency Podcast on YouTube, and you can always email us or contact us at our email address, which is truthandtransparencypod123@gmail.com. So for the culture scientists, for myself, for Mrs. Smith, Queen C, Drewski, and all of our fans and supporters, if this podcast gets no bigger than what it is right now, they are forever grateful, we are forever grateful, and the immortal words of my pops, eat the elephant one bite at a time. Peace.
We back.
Be on the lookout for part two.